AR4AAE performing a radio check.
Sorry, but no radio checks allowed at 753. But you can call back later. This is KP4CBA, and you're sounding great.
KP4CB8, CBA, Alpha. Just trying to set up a crossband repeat here, and got to do a little bit of tweaking, but thanks for the response.
Do you mind telling me what kind of rig you're on?
A ICOM 2730A. I've got it set up on the radio. However, I need to get the receive to transmit to my little HT in my hand.
So, is that a crossband radio?
Good question. I am going to look that up right now. KR4AAE on the side.
Okay. Well, good luck. I just haven't heard that model number, but there's plenty of them I can't afford, so I have the ICOM 7300 at home, and then here in the car I've got the ICOM, 2730, it's a 2 meter 440 crossband rig.
Got the 2730A sitting here in my ham room, but I've got a Valvang HT that I'm going to look up and see if I can make it work.
That last transmission sounded a little distorted at times. I'm not sure what's going on. Could be on my end.
Goofing around. If you guys hear me call, let me know what you guys hear.
AR4AAE,
I'll be clear.
It's still there. I mean, it's not super bad, but it's definitely makes it difficult to copy. And so good luck with your radio. KP4CBA mobile. 73s.
OBQ. I think I heard you say you got the ICOM 7300. I do also, but I'm crossband repeat right now from the FT60 Yaesu to a Kenwood. I think it's a D71A or something like that. It just says Kenwood. I can't remember what the model number was, but undoubtedly his radio is crossband, because if he's on a Bofang, undoubtedly he's transmitting to another radio.
Unless he's real close to the repeater, got line of sight. I would agree. So the thing about those radios is at least mine, I've noticed that the transmitter is pretty good, but it's not so good on the receive end, which is, if you're mobile, it's not good.
Well, I got that Kenwood that I'm crossband repeat on now, and I also got a Yaesu, I think it's a 8800, that do the same thing. It does crossband repeat too, but you're talking about the 7300, that's a good radio. It's a real good radio. You just about got all you need, I guess. I also got a Kenwood 590, a Yaesu 2000, but I used a 7300 most of the time on HF. Over.
KP4 74 CPA Mobile. Yeah, I love my 7300. And, you know, unless it just totally bites the dust and, you know, it's going to cost a fortune to repair, I really don't see buying another HF rig. It'll probably outlive me. But yeah, it's a great radio. I just love it.
Yeah, can't ask for much more than that. I use mine mostly on FT8, FT4. Sometimes I'll holler at somebody, but it's been a good. I think I've had mine about 4 years now. And it's been a good one. I like everything about it. I hadn't really found anything that I wasn't happy with, though.
Yeah, me either. I mean, you know, some people wish, you know, I had 2 meters, but then you gotta sacrifice something else to get that 2 meters in there. So I like the way it's made and you know, what it does. And, yeah, I do a lot of sideband and FTA, FT4. Having a little problem with that right now, the digital modes, but I think it's, in the computer, and, whatever it is, it's driving me insane, because it'll start working, and then it'll just stop working. Oh, me. And I've never had this particular problem. It won't receive on on the WSJTX software, where you're supposed to be getting all the, you know, receive information on the left there, and I'm just not getting anything. And so I really don't know what's going on there. You know, and then it'll start working, but then it will only, you know, take a few stations, and then it just stops again. So who knows?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to think what could on the receive. Have you, you got both? I mean, if it transmit, will it transmit but and not receive at particular times?
The problem is, if you don't have a frequency to transmit to, a call sign on the receive side, you have nothing to transmit to. But when it works, I've actually made contacts. And, you know, and it worked like it's supposed to, but then all of a sudden the receive side will just go dead, and it's just blank. Change bands, it's blank, and, you know, I'm getting a good signal on my 7300. Yeah, I can tell, you know, there's people on there, but, and I can see I'm on the waterfall. At the bottom there that I use, but they're just not showing up on the receive side.
Well, I don't have mine open right now, but you got to make sure you got both of them on the Kodak or whatever you call it, on your transmit and your receive. You got to have them both on that, so I don't know. If I had mine open, I could tell you a little bit better, but it sounds like to me, if you're not receiving on the left side, that you got something wrong on the receive part, which was wherever you got it in Kodak or whatever.
I'll check that out. I've just been tinkering with it, and I'll click something, see if that fixes it. If it doesn't, I go back and unclick it. This computer is a Windows 10, and everybody was saying, when I was getting this set up, I said I'm going to buy a computer solely for the use of FT8, and they said, you'll want to get a Windows 10, not an 11, so I may just wind up having to buy a new computer, I don't know. But heck, I've only had this thing about 4 years. I would kind of hope it would last longer than that.
Roger. Well, I got Windows 11, and I bought this thing, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, and I don't. Every once in a while, mine will stop, and you got to go back, and it's a little minor thing. So I don't know. That's something to check. I say Kodak. That sounds like a camera. I ain't really sure how you even supposed to pronounce that. Kodiak or whatever. But make sure they both on that. So, and that, if you just go up and go to settings, you can look at radio, make sure the comm port's right and all that, and then go to the next one. And make sure you got both of them on that. That's about the only thing I can tell you. And believe me, I'm no expert with it. It's an aggravating situation sometimes. And when it's good, it's good. But when it wants to mess up, when you hadn't done a thing, it just changes on you all of a sudden. Over.
AB4CPA. Sorry, Miller. I'm headed east on Wade Hampton, and I'm in a real scratchy spot here, and I will be for the next couple of miles, I guess. But yeah, I've got several. You've given me some stuff to look at, so I'm not gonna give up. And, I've got a buddy in North Carolina, but I hate to bother him because he has helped me so much, though, when I first set it up. And, I mean, we spent 2.5 hours on the phone. Oh, my goodness. But anyway, what a mess. Well, are you enjoying this cold weather?
To that is no, sir. I am not. I can't stand it. I gripe and go on the whole time we have it until spring gets here. I think I've talked with you before. My name's Stacy. I'm down in Anderson, South Carolina, but I think I've talked with you before, but I couldn't tell you what your name is, but maybe you can come back and tell me, okay?
David, and I think we have talked before because I recognize your voice, but anywho, I'm not crazy about the cold, and I play a lot of tennis, and it's outdoors, and the courts are clay, and they're they got wet, from all the rain, and they keep freezing, and then they fall out, and then they're wet. So, and of course, the last couple of nights, I don't think they fallen out, but, this is going to keep going on until, we can have a couple of days, maybe more, that we stay above freezing from the low, and have some sunshine would help too. I tell you, it's been very frustrating. I haven't played tennis in 4 weeks, and I play I play a lot of tennis, let me tell you. So, oh me, sometimes 9 times a week. So, I love it.
You're in for OVQ. Yeah, we definitely have talked before. And I do a lot of, matter of fact, I just bought me a new Anytone DMR radio. I do a lot of D-Star, DMR, Infusion, and with a hot spot, the Open Spot 4 Pro. But I do a lot of that. I do more of that than I do, you know, on 2 meters. But, so I'm sitting here in the shack just messing around. I got 2 or 3 radios on and just kind of listening to see what's going on, though.
All right, well, I'm going to have to leave it with you for a few minutes. I got to run in Wally Mart here and pick up a couple of things. And I'm over here in Taylor's and just, I live about probably less than 2 miles from here. And I started saying Northcliffe. That's where we used to live in Traverse Rest. But anyway, that place. Can't even think of the name of it. Boy, I'm getting bad. I turned 70 the other day. Does that give me an excuse?
But it may, because my next birthday, July, I'll be 70 myself. And, but anyway, I'll let you go ahead and go there. Good to hear you. Good to talk to you. I've been trying to get in touch with this old man. His call sign is N0TR. And, I can't seem to locate him. He's not answering. And he's way more than our 70 years old. But anyway, David, okay, go on into Wally World or whatever it is, and maybe I'll catch you in another time. KB4CPA and 4OVQ, I'll be clear with you.
Well, yeah, I know Tom, N0TR. I haven't heard him on lately. I mean, he'll be on every now and then, but seems to be a little more sporadic than it used to be. Used to hear him all the time. His wife had hip surgery. I think she's doing really well with that. But, of course, Tom's not in the greatest of health, but he still gets around, and he still gets in trouble every now and then. But anyway, I'm just going to talk about him because evidently he's not listening. Oh man, you have a good evening. I'm gonna clear out. 73's KB4CVA. It's clear.
For 4OVQ, I'm clear.